Welcome to this podcast from confectionerynews.com. I'm Jane Byrne and I'm reporting from Pro Sweets in Cologne. And with me today is Greg Meredith, the Managing Director of Ecomec UK, which supplies used confectionery machinery to the global market. Now, Greg, you were saying that for the last 12 months there's been a huge hike in the demand for used machinery. Can you tell us what you think that is? Is it something to do with the credit crisis?
Yeah, certainly companies don't have the same access to finance that they used to have. So we found that obviously if they want to continue in business, they've got to find a new source of machinery. So that tends to be used equipment, and there are more and more machines becoming available.
And where are you getting your secondhand equipment from?
All over. Every confectionery factory has surplus machinery. Some companies are closing down, maybe closing down a complete site, or have surplus machinery that they've carried for a while and have now decided to actually sell it because they need the money.
And in terms of the advantages that buying a secondhand machine would give you, can you detail some of those for us?
Obviously, one is cost. I mean, you wouldn't buy secondhand if there wasn't a cost advantage to it. And also speed to market. There are many sort of companies that would like to get into a new market, but would like to get in there quickly before all their competition do. And if they bought a new machine, they might have to wait 6 months to get it. Whereas if it was a secondhand machine that was available in our warehouse today, they could receive it in a matter of weeks and be in the market much sooner and hopefully ahead of their competition.
And is it useful to buy secondhand machinery, for example, if you wanted to test a new product in an emerging market and you didn't want to have the initial outlay for new equipment if you weren't too sure of how that product was going to do in that particular market?
Yeah, that is definitely a big advantage we've seen over the last few years. Companies, especially larger companies moving into new areas, are not sure how their products are actually going to sell within those new markets. So if they test the market with secondhand machinery, the investment levels are lower. Hopefully their products can be put into the market at a cheaper price because they haven't had the same setup costs. And then once the market is established, they've proven what works and what doesn't work. If it does work, they can then go and fully justify buying a brand new latest technology line. And then what's often happened is we've actually bought back the used equipment and they have lost sort of a small percentage of their initial outlay by selling it back to us, and we can then sell it to somebody else.
Okay, and I've just seen it at your stand here. There's this machinery for chocolate squares, a Sapal. How old is this? It does look rather archaic, but you say it's only 20 or 30 years old. Is that correct?
That's not a good adjective, archaic, for a second-hand machine, but no, it was originally from the 1980s, but it's been fully stripped, reconditioned. It comes with a guarantee. The people who did the reconditioning are ex-Sapal engineers who obviously made this machine originally new for the original manufacturer, so they know it better than anybody. So what they're supplying is as it was new, plus it's actually upgraded. It's got new electronics. And if you went today to Bosch to buy a similar machine, you'd be paying at least three times the price that we charge. And ours is a guaranteed machine, so.
How many of these do you currently have in stock?
We've got four machines in stock, but we could possibly find more. I mean, we try and carry as broad a range as possible because that's obviously what we're trying to do. We're trying to appeal to as many customers as possible. So four is probably sufficient for any one machine, but if somebody wanted more, we could possibly find more.
Thanks, Greg. Used but not abused, it seems the second-hand machinery market is buoyant and proving a viable alternative for cash-strapped confectioners. I'm Jane Byrne for confectionerynews.com at Pro Sweets. Thank you for listening.